Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Get this. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm an award-winning writer and, of course, four-time Golden Glove champion, was national ranked. Supposedly, allegedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. You are. So if you got something to say, here's your shot. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we are coming off three straight days of boxing brought to us by Bob Arum. Of course, Top Rank did the Sunday night card with Nano Inouye. Of course, eventually being victorious over Ramon Cardenas, but there was some drama involved there. Of course, straight up, it wasn't a drama-filled weekend outside of that fight. We'll talk about all the fights in general. Of course, Friday night, Times Square. Saturday night, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, man, that was really bad. Bottom line is some bad, bad fights, and they're put on by the same guy. I'm talking about Sheik Turkey Jerky. Straight up, he's putting on all these great fights, right? Not really. Like Larry Merchant and I came to the conclusion last week, this is like quantity over quality. And that's just the way it is. I mean, they keep throwing all this garbage at you. Like Martin Bacoli was in the ring again, of course, 5 weeks after he was lit up by Joseph Parker. I mean, some of the stuff is just not right. And when you look at the game of boxing, you say to yourself, do you really want this guy in control? In fact, people used to knock Don King and Bob Arum when those two guys were really in control of the sport of boxing. Of course, people knocked him because they controlled things to a certain extent. At least they knew boxing. They knew the game. They knew what was going on. I mean, Arum, not really at the start, and King, not really at the start either, but they learned their craft. They became the two best promoters in boxing history. This guy, I don't know. He's spending a lot of money. Not too many people I know bought the pay-per-view last week, wink, wink, outside of Larry Merchant. I don't know anybody that bought those pay-per-views. Larry did. Godfather retired, HBO Godfather will be with us tomorrow. Of course, 94 years old, kicking it, did some running. He isn't. When he moves around Santa Monica, I won't tell you exactly where he lives. When he moves around Santa Monica, he does it deftly. I mean, he's moving from side to side, going here, going there, doing push-ups. I mean, he is amazing for 94 years old. Anyway, the retired HBO Godfather will be here tomorrow with us on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, open phone lines around the planet. If you dare, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one is in the house on Saturday. Surprised? Yeah, I am. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk.
Lowe's knows a thriving yard starts with quality care. Right now, get Miracle-Gro 3-quarter cubic foot all-purpose garden soil for just $2, was $4.58. Plus, get a free Select Ego 56-volt trimmer or blower with the purchase of a Select Ego 56-volt mower. The best yard starts with the best deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/14, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com, and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for
give
it?
You one postscript. After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
The retired HBO godfather himself, Larry Merchant, will be here Sunday. That's tomorrow on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Ball. And, of course, that comes to you at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. We expect Keith Colon, of course, one of tomorrow's champions. We'll be featuring him in hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sunday show, the Sunday two-hour edition, of course. And the retired HBO godfather will make a cameo appearance, no doubt about that. Now, let's talk about the weekend. I'm going to go through the weekend starting on Friday night. Of course, Friday night, Times Square, Teofimo Lopez won a 12-round unanimous nod over a previously unbeaten number one ranked Arnold Barbosa. Now 32-1, 11 KOs. Couldn't punch well. Didn't try that hard. Scores of 116, 112, 8-4 in rounds, and 118, 110, 116, 112 twice, and then 118, 110, or 10-2 in rounds. It wasn't a stinker, but it was real close. Devin Haney, now 32-0 with that asterisk, of course, in 15 KOs, won a 12-round snoozer against Jose Ramirez. Now 29-3, 18 wax scores. Haney fought like a scared rabbit. All he did was frustrate Ramirez and route to a 119-109, 119-109. That means 11-1 in rounds, and 118-110, 10-2 in rounds, unanimous nod. And while it was horrible to deal with. Bottom line is, and while the result wasn't pleasing, while the fight wasn't pleasing, the result was. I'm talking about the fight between Rolly Romero and Ryan Garcia. Wow. We're going to say a 12-1 underdog. Rolly Romero, 17-2, 13 KOs, won a 12-round unanimous nod over Ryan Garcia, now 24-2, 22 KOs, 20 KOs. On Saturday night, of course, that was a temporary ring set up outdoor. And it was like, okay, how can it Friday night? All I can say is that it was... It was hard to watch, but yet this is big time boxing. So you're forcing me to watch stuff, and it was tough. It was like putting a gun to my head and making me watch these fights, I'm telling you. And I've been doing this for a long time. I've seen a lot of bad fights, but I've never seen a lot of bad fights in one weekend before. Not this bad. Never, never, never. Anyway, Ryan Garcia, a 12-1 favorite, got knocked down in the second round by a couple of left hooks, never got up. He got up, but he never got back in the fight. He got up and he sort of morphed into a coward of sorts as he shut down and did nothing for the next 10 rounds. Another great performance for his trainer, Dennis James. 117-110 on my scorecards. On the scores, the judges had a 115-112, 115-112, and 118-109. That 115-112 score twice made me think that the fix might have been in there. And of course, Saturday night for Saudi Arabia, Canelo Alvarez, now 63-2-2, 39 KOs, defeated William Skull, 23-1, 9 KOs via unanimous nod, 115-113, 116-112, and 119-109. It was about as bad a performance as two guys can have in a ring supposedly fighting for 36 minutes. Keywords are supposedly fighting. I'm telling you, the Cuban and the Mexican, they should both be ashamed of themselves. And Canelo Alvarez looked like a four-round novice when it came to his inability to cut off the ring on the gallivanting Cuban. That's the best way I could put it. Bottom line is, he ran, Canelo chased him, but he didn't really chase him with real desire. He sort of chased him like, you know, I'm going to make it look good, but I'm not going to do. Listen, I would have did the bum's rush on that dude. I would have stepped on his foot, did the bum's rush. I would have never, ever let him get into a pattern of running, because once you've done that and you can't cut off the ring, you're in trouble. So Canelo knew that from the start, that he doesn't cut off the ring well. Remember the Mayweather fight, a couple other fights, bottom line is, he doesn't cut off the ring well. And obviously last Saturday night, he didn't cut off the ring well at all. In fact, it was the worst fight I think I've seen in a long, 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 long time. Well, wait, well, hold on. Then there was a semi-main event. Why did they put this guy in the semi-main event? Maybe because of his religious background. But the bottom line is, WBC Cruiserweight champion, a 41-year-old Muslim, Badu Jack, defeated Noel McLean via majority nod, 115-114. That made it a majority. One judge had an even. The other judge had a 115-113. It wasn't worthy of semi-main event status, but the bottom line is it was. Of course, super middleweight Jaime Munguia of Mexico defeated Bruno Saras in a rematch. Of course, a unanimous nod, proving the first fight was a fluke. Give Munguia credit. He improved, no doubt about that. Scores were 116-112, 117-111, and 117-111. And the aforementioned heavyweight, Martin Bercoli. Him and F. Agaba was declared a majority draw, 96-94, 95-95, 95-95. Bottom line is, I was a big Martin Bercoli fan a couple of months ago. And then he took that sellout on 12 hours notice with Joseph Parker and he flopped in like two rounds. Put it this way, he had spanked the previously, of course, unbeaten Jared Anderson. Of course, Jared Anderson considered the American hope, but he spanked him. And we thought big things out of Martin Bercoli. But after him taking the dive with Parker, and yes, it was a dive, he fought this 10-round draw, and believe me, it stunk really bad. Of course, then we move up to Sunday night's card. That was on ESPN. So if you paid for the prior two nights, shame on you, man, because you got burned. I mean, come on. It's sort of like going to a crack dealer and not getting any crack. I mean, that's what boxing is. It's an addiction to an extent. You're watching because you're hooked on the sport. You're hooked on it. I get it, okay? But when you go there and they give you bad drugs, it's a bad story. It just is. That's the best way to put it. It's a bad story. Anyway, let's go Sunday night. Of course, Bob Arum's top rank came to us from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada, as Japan's Nanoa Inoue. Of course, he defended his title for the first time in American soil when he met Ramon Cardenas. Now, get this. Cardenas was a 65-1 underdog. He said he was ready, and I said, yeah. Anyway. But anyway, bottom line is, he was, because he dropped the Japanese superstar with a vicious left hook, and lucky for Nanoa, it was at the end of the round. Had it not been the end of the round, that fight, he might have got finished. I'm serious. He might have got finished. Anyway, the Japanese guy came back and was teeing off on Cardenas. Of course, knocked him down in round 7. The fight was stopped in round 8. Cardenas now 26-2, 14 kills. Got nothing to be ashamed of. And, of course, the little monster, Inoue, is now 30-0 with 27 kills. Of course, the Sunday card had some mismatches on it. Listen, it was a weekend full of, how can I put this, unfulfilling matches. That's just the way to put it. The Sunday co-feature had Rafael Espinosa, the 6-foot, 126-pound Mexican champion. I think he's the WBO 126-pound champion now, 27-0, 23 KOs. He stopped Edward Vasquez, 17-3, 4 KOs. Vasquez could fight, but he can't punch. He just can't punch. And you can't go into a gunfight with a knife. You just can't, and expect to win. You can't do it. And lastly on these cards, I want to mention the fact that Jim Lampley made a return to boxing. And guess what, Jim? It wasn't all that triumphant a return, because you were like a hemorrhoid. I mean, I couldn't believe how far you were up the Sheik Turkey Jerky's butt there. I was mind blown by it. He kept kissing his ass time and time and time again, and he's putting on garbage. You didn't have to do that back in the days when you were at HBO. You didn't. When you were at HBO, you were a man. Larry was a man. I mean, the team stood up. They stood up for what was right. This time, you're rolling over for the guy. So your return to boxing, not that climactic for me. Now, let's take it from the East Coast to the West Coast. Take that back from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in Boxing's PAC, Socrates Palmer. Now, Sock, did I miss anything there?
No, I think you covered all the bases, my brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little weary from watching all them fights last week and not getting any real entertainment out of it. Put it this way, listen, after Friday night's card, I mean, you know, okay, the result was pretty cool. Then the Saturday card, that was really, really bad. And then Sunday, of course, it was the moment of drama when Cardenas dropped him. Imagine had that happened at the beginning of the round, though.
It would have been an interesting conversation. Last weekend, if the cliche quality over quantity, you know, ever fit in, I don't think it was a better fit than last weekend. I mean, we got a lot of fights, but the quality was poor. Good thing that the monster Inoue and Cardenas kind of salvaged what would be a very miserable 72 hours of boxing.
No way. Has there ever been back-to-back cards that bad? Listen, you know, they used to complain about Don King, and we would do cards in like Vegas one night, maybe in Reno another, or Vegas in L.A., or Vegas and Palm Springs. And so we have back-to-back cards here and there, but we never sucked that bad. We never even close. And Don King put out some spitty cards, spit with an H.
Right, and it's a real crapshoot. I mean, because so when something like that happens, do you blame the matchmaking? Do you blame the promoters, or do the fighters take accountability? You know, because on paper, I think we were all pretty, you know, okay, it wasn't going to be a tremendous night, but you expected at least some decent entertainment, especially between Rowley and Ryan, you know, with their history.
Really, Rowley and Ryan and their history? Let's check out that, run that rap.
Hold on. Nobody hurt me, but I know who hurt you, bum, goofy. Remember this? Rowley Romero f***ed you up in sparring. Is this you, Ryan Garcia? Is this you getting touched up? Is this you bleeding? Is this you running? Because it sure the f*** looks like you. Your promoter, Oscar De La Fishnet, don't even believe in you. Do you want proof? Here you go.
Ryan's ready for tape?
No. Oscar, my little boy, Tank is a beast.
Tank is a beast, and you're an Instagram dot. Remember that.
Listen, Ryan Garcia wants to fight you.
No, the f*** he don't. He gonna get f***ed up.
If Ryan Garcia can beat Rowley, I give him 200,000 cash.
Are you ever gonna pick up that 200 from Floyd? Or do you wanna stay ducking? Because you know you got little boys and little girls as your main fan base. You a bum.
So the question is, Socrates Bomber, did you pick up the 200 grand or what?
Well, it was a condition that he beat Rowley. I mean, it was a really shameful performance by Ryan. I mean, he could blame the long layoff, but he's a puss.
He has no heart. I hate to interrupt you, man, but if ever there was a guy that just didn't take any intestinal fortitude to ring with him, it was him. He just left his balls in the corner, in the dressing room.
Or in the cab, right? Well, didn't he come in the cab? Was he the one that came in the cab or
I don't know.
Or the Batmobile? I don't know. But he left something, you know, back in California. It was, he fought, you know what, not to be a conspiracy theorist, but he almost fought like it was like an FU to his promoter. You know, it was like, I wonder, did he bet against himself? I mean, it was just a non-inspiring performance, especially against a guy.
But guess who was working his corner? Dennis James. Dennis James got a great record of late, doesn't he?
Derek James, really, like, the bloom has come off that rose. He went from, quote-unquote, one of the best trainers in the world to the brother can't win a big fight. Or at least his, I mean, I know that the jockey or the trainer, you know, only has so much responsibility. And at the end of the day, you know, the horse has to come through. But that's three big fights in a row, man. I mean, I guess, yeah, you give him credit that Ryan whipped up on Devin Haney. But then with the other factors, with the weight and the roids, you know, Derek James had no plan B for Ryan at all. And no, he couldn't. He tried everything, but Ryan just tuned him out.
Okay. I got to go to a break. The impeccable one just pulled out a gun here, so I got to go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live or what? Help me!
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The voice of the late, great Scott Cuddy. Was thinking about him today as I looked out at the Cuddy spot here on the out on the sidewalk. It was the area he just smoked cigarettes there. Of course, that's what sort of led to his demise, cigarettes and not taking care of business. But straight up, if you're in questionable health, go see a doctor. Get yourself together. Don't be like the Cut Man. The Cut Man had an aversion to doctors for most of his life, and of course that came to an, and because of that, his life came to an early ending. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, on the Sunday edition tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, that's 2 p.m. Eastern time. That's Sunday, May the 11th. We'll bring in the, when I think a guy that's going to kick off a segment we're going to call Tomorrow's Champions. Of course, he's Keith Colon from New York City. I believe he's a featherweight. He's undefeated. A lot of people think he's got some great prospects both in and out of the ring. Get this, the guy's got, he's on his way to a master's degree and a BA. I kid you not. So he's a smart guy in the ring. He's a smart guy out of the ring. We'll spend some time with Keith Colon tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, back to the Bronx. And, of course, the Bronx Bomber, boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer himself. What's up with the Saudi Arabians are sitting there in the crowd, like, not watching the fights? I mean, are they all marks?
I guess just people that have money to burn and, I guess, no imagination of how to spend their time. I mean, you know, it's boxing. I mean, we know Turkey is, like, the super fan with a big wallet. But, you know, and maybe, you know, I mean, boxing is relatively new, I guess, you know, in terms of a he's creating a revolution, I guess, somewhat, in his country. And I guess revolution. It's not.
But all they're doing is sports washing. That's all. They're trying to wash their image there of treating women like spit with an H, and that kind of good stuff. Of course, listen, women still get killed over there if they get caught cheating on their husband or something like that. I mean, I'm all for divorcing somebody if you catch them, but killing them, I think that's a bit extreme.
Yeah, it's a different world. It really is. It's a different world. They don't drink alcohol, but everyone's smoking and drinking coffee, and you know, so it's a different world, man. It's a different world. The promoters are whores. Let's face it. They're gonna go where the money is. And right now they got a trick in Turkey, and you know, they're gonna, like you said, they're gonna kiss his fanny. The announcers are, because the checks are big.
But Jim Lampley, here's what's up. I've been brought into towns, and they told me, listen, Pete, you got to be nice here, blah blah blah. And what do? Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. I remember they went into Reno one time. They said, you know, you got to be nice in Reno. I said, okay, blah 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 blah. Anyway, they said to me, Pedro, what do you think of Reno? I go, Reno, where men are men, and so are most of the women. And then I went to Little Rock, Arkansas, boy, where my father was born. And I think the Humalay asked me, what did I think of Little Rock? And I said, thank God Grandma didn't miss that bus. So don't make me say anything positive about a community. I won't do it. I'm not a
very straight. There are very few straight shooters like you, my brother.
Well, I learned that from Mills Lane. Mills Lane said, don't kiss anybody's ass. I said, I don't. He goes, I know, but don't. I said, okay, but I don't. May he rest in peace. Of course, his passing was the anniversary of his passing, of late in his birthday. Bottom line is, of course, a former Washoe County judge up there in Reno, Nevada, former district attorney. One time we were at the El Cortez Hotel in Reno, Nevada, doing some television together, and I went up to pay for my bill with a platinum card, a platinum American Express card, which is like an elite car back then. Anyway, bottom line, the lady says, we don't take platinum cards. We only take the green ones and the gold ones. So I said, what? She goes, yeah, we don't take the platinum ones. I said, well, are you high? I thought she was on drugs. So anyway, I said to her, okay, let me give you this other credit card, but if it comes back stolen, please give me enough time to get out of here, okay? She said, something like that. Anyway, I went back to the seat, sat down with Mills Lane. All of a sudden, four cops show up with guns. Okay, she called the police.
I guess she didn't have much of a sense of humor.
She didn't have no sense of humor, man. It was no joke, but the joke was on her because, you know, we threw some turds back in her direction. When I got to, of course, I got to spend some time with the hotel management that night, and I sort of dropped her name.
Mm. Where would you rank Mills Lane? I mean, he became, you know, one of those crossover stars, and he branded himself. Where do you rank Mills Lane in terms of the great refs that you've seen?
I don't know. I mean, there was his calling, I think, came in that Mike Tyson fight when Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield the first time, and he didn't disqualify him right then and there. And I remember Mark Ratner, I was there. I was sitting in the first or second row. I remember what Mark Ratner told Mills Lane, and I could almost hear, I think I could hear it vividly still. He goes, Mills, you don't really want to disqualify Mike Tyson, do you? I mean, come on, putting in that, coming from the boss? No, I'm going to go over and pat Mike on the back, tell him, bite him again. Anyway, Mills and I had the conversation in many, many cities. You know, I dropped it. Because what I would do is he would say something, and I would say to him, yeah, I'd like to bite. You know what I mean? And it sort of got his dander up, this and that. But a couple of times, you know, he said to me, well, I didn't want to cause a riot. And I thought it would have caused a riot if I stopped that fight when that went down the first time. I said, okay, maybe. But the second bite, there was no doubt about it. Straight up, of course, when Mike Tyson, didn't he spit a piece of Mike, of Evander Holyfield's ear in front of me there?
Something like that. Yeah, that was a... quite the night.
The bite night, no doubt about that. Of course, and Tyson, listen, Tyson was no match for Evander Holyfield. He just had his number. There was just no doubt about it. I mean, bigger guys could beat Holyfield, but they couldn't beat Tyson. But yeah, Holyfield could beat Tyson. That's a unique situation where matchups, you know, this matchups didn't work out for Mike. Had Mike been able to perform in today's division with guys like Klitschko and this and that, could he have gotten close to those guys?
Wow, that's a great question. Right, you know, people would say, oh, the height advantage, but everyone Mike fought was taller than him. You know, Mike Tyson, I mean, if you look at him, I mean, Mike Tyson was built like a junior middleweight as far as height-wise, and so everyone he fought was taller. I think a focused Mike Tyson in that two-year run probably beats every heavyweight that ever lived. You know, I thought he was focused and just a freak of nature. The hand speed. Yeah, absolutely. I think he beats someone like Vladimir Klitschko, for sure.
Okay. But because of the robotic? I mean, don't you think size matters? Yeah. Don't you think he can grab him coming in? You don't think he'd be able to smother him for 12 rounds? No, huh?
I think that the intimidation. I don't know if Vlad, you know.
Are you trying to tell me that Klitschko's got a little short in the sack department there?
At one point, yeah. Look, Vlad held on to the title because
Exactly.
Because he had the greatest trainer in my mind in this corner and just, hey, jab, jab, hold, and throw that right hand, you know, Emmanuel Stewart. And he made him a defensive, boring fighter, but it worked. It successed. You know, he was successful until he, you know, he got old and ran into Tyson Fury.
But Emmanuel did that. Emmanuel converted him to that style because of his chin.
Yep. Yep. And I think that's the one thing that Mike would have cracked him on, and it would have been good night. Look, we saw Corey Sanders bust him up, right? You know? And I mean, Corey Sanders was big, you know, big fighter, about 6'4 himself, but that chin, you know, standing straight up, I think Mike eventually would have got to it.
You know,
but,
so Corey and me are sort of on the same page, except I haven't got killed yet. I've broken up a couple of fights in bars, and it can be dangerous. He broke up a fight in a bar, and it got him killed.
Sometimes it's plays best to mind your own business.
I know, but right. I got a big mouth. Big mouth. And, you know, I mean, I just do. I was watching some poor old man. Before I go to the break, let me tell you this. I was watching some poor old man. He must have been about 80 years old, walking through all these junkies this morning on Mission Street. And he was walking through these junkies, and he was scared to death. I wanted to almost pull over the car and, like, give him a ride for a couple of bucks. That's how bad it was. Anyway, Sock, have a good week. We'll talk real soon. Hug the family. And you're a lucky dude.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you, like always.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming back, we'll talk about Gennaro Hernandez. Of course, today is his birthday. Take that back. May 10th, 1977. I tell you the bottom line, we'll go into some dates when we come back. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My thing is that, you know what, we're all straight, so we know, like you said, nobody deserves to go out like this.
Wow. That was heavy. That was June 5th, 2011. Chicanito Hernandez, of course, Genaro Hernandez, May 10th, 1966 is when he was born. But he died 2 days after that broadcast. Of course, he came on the air and I said to him, I called him. I was crying. I was talking to him on the phone that morning. I said to him, I don't want you to come on the air. And he said, I'll be okay. This and that. So he came on for like a couple minutes. And he said, nobody deserves to go out like this. Believe me, he was really, really, truly a nice man, a nice human being, both in and out of the boxing ring. In fact, I can't find one person on this planet that can ever say anything bad about Chicanito Hernandez. So I wish him the very best. Of course, he was born May 10th, 1966. Wow, that's unbelievable that it's hard to believe that it's been that long since he's passed away, because he was always a good guy and we used to talk often. Of course, there's a couple of interviews I have with him that are in the can. Maybe we'll get to in some further date. May 10th, 1977, Mike Trainor made his promotional debut. Who's Mike Trainor? Mike Topcat Trainor was a Landover, Maryland attorney, of course, that handled Sugar Ray Leonard. He was his manager, his promoter. He was Ray's right hand. He's the one that made Ray a billionaire almost. Anyway, bottom line is May 10th, 1977, Ray Leonard wins a six-round unanimous nod over Luis Vega. Luis Vega couldn't fight all that well, but it went six rounds. And of course, Ray realized he had to going to knocking people out to make money and to make me excited. Of course, after that fight, he went on a nice streak. Of course, Joey Curtis. Wow, he died May 13, 2004. Let me tell you about Joey Curtis. Joey Curtis was a referee of a fight. Of course, a fight between Michael Dokes and Mike Weaver. And I think that was on December 10th, 1982. It was in Las Vegas at Caesars Palace. It was the indoor sports pavilion, of course. And he was a referee. It was a match for the WBA heavyweight title. Now, the fight ended in the first round, and I thought it was a fix. The fight was stopped in 1 minute to 3 seconds of the first round. Now, Weaver is a slow starter. Dokes is not a slow starter. But the bottom line is Dokes was hooked up with Don King, and I think Don King put the lean on Joey Curtis. I think Don King bought Joey Curtis that day. That is my personal opinion, my professional opinion. It's always been that way. Anyway, according to Frank, 1961, Joey Curtis died May 13th, 2004. In his testimony in a Senate hearing in 1993 regarding organized crime's involvement in professional boxing, Gambino crime family underboss Sammy the Bull Gravano, the snitch. They call him the Bull, but he's a snitch. Sammy the Snitch Gravano stated that Joey Curtis offered to improve a boxer's WBC ranking in exchange for $10,000. So if he was able to run rankings for 10 grand, he was willing to fix fights for about that or more. Bottom line is he was a crook. And then, of course, the reason why I really spit on Joey Curtis's grave any chance I get was he burned me out of like $400. He did, like, he had some advertising money with me. He had some construction company going on there in Las Vegas. Of course, the mob and construction, coincidence, perhaps, no. Bottom line is, he never paid me, so I spit on him until, in fact, I think I saw him one last time before he died, and I dogged him in public. And bottom line is, he was a piece of work. There's just no doubt about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Wow, Sonny Liston, born May 8th, 1932, allegedly, Frank, 1961. The reason why I say that allegedly was I've had people tell me he was born in 1926 and 1928. So I think he was older than he was. In fact, when you looked at Sonny Liston fighting Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay the first time, he had middle-aged breasts. What do I mean by that? He had the body of a middle-aged man. He had breasts like a middle-aged. He had titties. I mean, that's the best way I could put it. Sonny had breasts. And people say to me, oh, come on. But no. He just did. He had the body of a 45 or a middle-aged man. He just did. I think he was older than a lot of people say. And, of course, Sonny Liston died in, was it 1969 or 70, in that house down there in Las Vegas. Of course, my man, Johnny Taco, the owner of the Main Street Gym down there in Las Vegas, Nevada, his original trainer back in Cleveland, Ohio, I believe. And, of course, then again in Las Vegas. But Johnny Taco told me that he went to Sonny Liston's house to get Sonny Liston because he hadn't heard from him in a few days, and his wife called on the phone, this kind of stuff. So they went to the house, and they got in the house, and Sonny was laying on the bed naked with his underwear down around his ankles. And he was naked, laying on it. He was decomposed. It was hot, this and that. So his body wasn't looking that good. I think he was there for like a week. But the bottom line is he was dead, decomposing, and he'd been there for a week, and his underwear were down around his ankles. Now, I don't know about you, but anybody I know with their underwear down around his ankles is pleasing themselves. That's the best way I could put it. I mean, he came and he went at the same time. That is the story of Sonny Liston, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. You know that debut, Vega and Leonard in Landover, Maryland, drew a sold-out crowd there for a nice-sized arena. I think it sold about 11,000 seats. But the bottom line is that was March 10th, 1977. That fight was put together by Mike Trainer. When I say Mike Trainer is Top Cat, the reason why I call him Top Cat was that's what they called him. Back in the day, there was a TV series, a television series, a cartoon series, a Hanna-Barbera series that was called Top Cat, where this guy that was sort of slick and he ran the ghettos and this and that, in the alleys, and he was like a real sharp dude. Anyway, that was Top Cat, Mike Trainer. So Mike Trainer says, you know, I'm going to turn Ray Leonard professional, and I'm just going to like rent an arena and buy a ring. So what? You can't do that. He did it. He did it. All he did was like, he told, guess what, Ray's going to fight. People showed up. Fight was sold out. Of course, Ray would go on a hell of a roll and win divisions at 147, 154, 160, 168. And I think they even gave him a title at 175, of course, when he stopped Donnie Long, when he made Donnie come down from 175 to 168. Straight up, you know, Donnie talks about that fight, and I tried to get Donnie to, I tried to measure. I thought Donnie had a damaged right shoulder. Okay, his right shoulder was damaged. And I tried to get him to measure his reach one time, and they wouldn't let me. They said, no. Bottom line is I think there was something up with his shoulder. But anyway, Donnie Lalonde said he made about $2.5 million after taxes and everything for that Leonard fight. More power to him, because you know what? Had he not had that Leonard fight, he might have retired broke. That's just the way it is. I mean, you got to have big breaks in boxing. That was his big break for Donnie Lalonde, no doubt about that. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, back to Sonny Liston just a minute. Born in 1928, allegedly, 1932, allegedly, 1926, allegedly. He was born in Arkansas. And the reason why I bring up Arkansas, of course, I brought up Arkansas earlier when I spit on the capital of Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas, when I went back there to do some television for the 2004-2008 Olympic gold medal, Olympic bronze medalist Jermaine Taylor. Anyway, we went back to Little Rock, and it wasn't all that I expected. Thank God my grandma got on the bus and got it the hell out of there. But the bottom line is Little Rock, Arkansas, when you look back in time, Sonny Liston, of course, was born in Arkansas. There was really no... there was 18 kids in the family and things like that. There's really nobody keeping tabs on when people were born and things like that. So you sort of like they sort of guessed Sonny's age. So Sonny sort of guessed his age, but he never had an official birth certificate. In fact, the two that I've seen, I saw two different birth certificates, and both certificates were a little bit, how could I put that, suspect, or looked like they looked a little fraudulent, no doubt about that. Anyway, coming up this week, of course, as far as boxing is concerned, not a whole lot. We've got the Erickson Lubin versus Andrea Holmes. That's in a Pro Box TV card. According to Tommy D, that's going to be a good fight. And, of course, that features a decent undercard. According to the Sir Thomas Dillon with the Sunday Shot Caller, who will be with me on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So Erickson Lubin and Adriel Holmes Jr. in a Pro Box TV main event, May the 10th, of course, junior middleweights. May the 11th, Fernando Martinez and Katuka Oka. Going to hook up for the WBA Super Flyweight titles, 115-pound championship of the World Boxing Association. Of course, that's going to go down in Japan. May 17th, of course, UFC Fight Pass, meaning Dana White's involved. Of course, I'm not a big Dana White fan. In fact, if I saw him with a truck, if I had a truck and I saw him, I'd run him over. Anyway, bottom line is UFC Fight Pass going to go with Sergey Bojcik versus TBA. You know what TBA means in boxing, impeccable one? TBA? Not to be announced, to be annihilated. Because that's what they do. When they bring these guys in the last week, bring in a guy like you or me, he gets lit up like a White House Christmas tree. Anyway, the co-feature, another TBA fight, Omar Candelo Trinidad going to take on TBA. Of course, that's a featherweight contest, May the 17th on UFC Fight Pass. May 23rd, The Zone comes back with Max Hughes versus Archie Sharp. I know nothing about either guy, but they are lightweights. May 24th, Angelo Leo versus Tomaka Kameda for the IBF featherweight title. Of course, Pedro Dautorin versus Jichiro Shizuoka for the IBF strawweight title. May 24th, Josh Taylor versus Echo Esselman. Josh Taylor trying to make his comeback now at 147 pounds after failing so miserably at 140 pounds. Of course, May 28th, Eduardo Nunes versus Masano Rakishi for the IBF junior lightweight title. Of course, another Japanese fighter on the same card. May 30th, not too many big, there's no names in boxing anymore. Manuel Gallegos versus Khalil Coe. That's going to go in a light heavyweight contest. That's going to be on May the 30th. May 31st on Prime Video. This is going to be something worth watching, maybe, because Calipan always brings, he always brings some attitude. And, you know, he just does. Anyway, the bottom line is Calipan's going to take on Jose Resendez in a super middleweight contest. The co-feature will have Jermall Charlo. Remember him? Unfortunately, we do. Anyway, he's going to take on Thomas Lamana. That's going to be a super middleweight match. The idea is to put the two favorite fighters, both Plant and Charlo, in a match a little bit later this year. Of course, bad blood between those guys. Didn't Caleb Plant slap the spit out of Charlo like in a press conference about 6 or 8 months ago? Slapped him real good. I mean, you could hear the slap on TV. Wham! I mean, wham, like my mother slapping me, man. You can just hear that. You boom. And when I say my mother slapped me, one time she slapped me so hard, she caught me cutting school, you guys. She slapped me so hard, my ears rang for 3 days. For 3 days, I heard a ringing in my ears, right? So later in life, when I became a police officer, I told her, you know what? You should have been arrested. When you hit me that time, you caught me cutting school? She goes, hey, I said, you should have been arrested. You hit me in my head. My ears were buzzing for 3 days. Her bottom line was, you're lucky I didn't kill you. Yeah, that's how tough my mother was. She might have killed me. Anyway, some of the upcoming fights, I'm looking at the rest of the schedule. Not a whole lot on it. June 14th, of course, a kid that a lot of people are high on, Richardson Hitchens, the IBF junior welterweight title, is taking on the aforementioned George Kambosos. Now, Kambosos, for some reason, he beat Teofimo Lopez. But outside of that, he couldn't lick a stamp of you with his tongue. He couldn't win the Golden Gloves. He's so inferior. I just can't believe it. And of course, they're giving him an IBF junior welterweight title fight because of the fact that Hitchenson needs a fight to showcase himself, and he will showcase himself very well against George Kambosos. No doubt about that. The 19th of June, ESPN Plus. If you haven't got the app, it's worth buying. I think it's $10 a month, something like that for me. Anyway, Brian Norman to take on Jin Sasaki. That's a mismatch. Brian Norman considered the best welterweight in the world. Brian Norman Jr. is the WBA 147-pound champion. On the same card, Christian Arenado is going to take on, oh boy, here goes another good name, Thangasak Samoson for the IBF junior flyweight title. The 21st, Vito Melnikani taking on Camille, anyway, bottom line, who cares? And of course, the 27th, ESPN Plus, Christian Mabili. The guy can crack, the guy can punch. A lot of people run from him. Of course, I think that Canelo Alvarez ran from this guy, but then again, Canelo runs from everybody. In fact, this is going to be for the WBC interim super middleweight title. Why do they need an interim title when they have Canelo Alvarez as their champion? I mean, tell me this. He's the most prolific Mexican fighter today. I want to puke, but the bottom line is he is, okay? And they kiss his ass down there, and the world, the WBC stands for We Be Canelo, all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, so Canelo's a champion, and yet they're going to have an interim championship with Christian Mabili taking on Masai Suleka. That's the WBC interim 168-pound championship. That's going to go down June 27th. That's going to be on ESPN+. Well, why would they need an interim champion if you have an active champion? I mean, he just fought a few weeks ago, or last week, if you want to call that a fight, that thing he did with the Cuban. And, of course, then he's got coming up Crawford. Of course, that's going to go down in September in Saudi Arabia. So, speaking of Crawford, he and Crawford sort of had a showdown, a little face-off, per se. And, you know, Crawford's a bigger guy. Crawford's taller. Crawford's got a little bit more reach. And I think Crawford's going to be in this fight here. I think Crawford's going to fight Black. And if he fights Black, he wins. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's take a little break. The Impeccable One is, as I said, I mentioned before, is in here on Saturday. Usually it isn't in here on Saturday. It's always Sundays. But the bottom line is we are glad to have him. No doubt about that.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k?
We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Earth, Wind & Fire coming back from the break. Maurice White and crew, straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the man that's trying to take over the sport of boxing is the man that's conquered the world of mixed martial arts, talking about the great Dana White. And I say great because he's great as far as a businessman, because a businessman is concerned. He's not the greatest human being in my mind. But the bottom line is he's got a card going tonight with a guy by the name of Bethel Muhammad. He's so-called the welterweight champion of the UFC, taking on Jack Della Maddalena. Of course, the champion comes in at 24-3 with only 5 knockouts, but he's been knocked out once. The challenger comes in at 17-2 with 12 knockouts, and he's been knocked out once. And the co-feature of Valentina Shevchenko, a longtime champion of the UFC, now the women's flyweight champion. That's 115. Is 100? Do they have women and male the same weights as far as the UFC? Sort of blows my mind right now. I can't remember. And you take on Marin Ferrat. That's going to be a battle, 5-round battle for the UFC flyweight championship. Of course, featherweights on the card. Jose Aldo. Why is he still fighting? He's got to be like, he's older than me and like 19 of my friends put together. He's like got to be close to 100 years old. As far as a fighter's concerned, he's got to like be like 200 years old. Former bantamweight champion at one point in time, so Jose Aldo, a legend in the world of mixed martial arts, and I'm stuttering, and he's still fighting, taking on Aman Zahabi. Good luck on that one. Of course, Alexis Grasso is going to be on the card. She's a women's flyweight fighter. She's taking on Natalie Silva. Of course, that's part of the card for UFC 315. This is coming from the Bell Center, of course, in Canada. And I got to say this. Dana White drew like 19,000 people 2 weeks ago, 15,000 people last week. He's probably going to do about 15,000 people in this arena because this arena holds 21,000 people. So, you know, you don't like him. If I saw him in a crosswalk, I might run him over. I mean, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's Dana White. But the bottom line is Dana is delivering. Now, whether he can deliver that for the sport of boxing, I don't think he can, because boxing is a little bit different. What he's done with the world of mixed martial arts is he's converted everybody into his boys, his slaves. You want to work for him? Sort of like, if you don't want to be on a plantation, you don't make any money. And of course, the plantation is a UFC plantation. He's a master. There's no doubt about it. But when you're giving guys $500,000 when they should be making $10 million, I've got a problem with that. Of course, John Jones, of course, the former UFC heavyweight champion, the former UFC light heavyweight champion, the man probably the greatest mixed martial arts fighter in the history of the planet, okay? He hasn't fought in a long time. Why? He doesn't want to fight for Dana White. He doesn't want to do anything for Dana White. I don't blame him. Because I think Dana's the pimp of all pimps. There's no doubt about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Tomorrow, on the Sunday edition, we'll bring in Keith Colon. Who's Keith? He will find out. He's a student at Rutgers College, Rutgers University, which means he's a smart kid. And he's an undefeated featherweight coming to us from the Big Apple. So we'll talk about him and we'll in a new segment called Tomorrow's Champions. That'll be on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the same networks you're watching right now, as well as the Sports Byline channel on Twitch.tv. I want to say hello to my house historian, Frank 1961. Of course, he's rocking and rolling there on the Twitch, the Sports Byline USA channel. I want to thank him. I want to thank the impeccable one for making a special trip across the pond. He lives in lovely Marin County, folks. He had the old, listen, he's got his own boat, but this time he drove across the bay. He came across the Golden Gate Bridge, but he's here today, and I thank him for his appearance. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and my name is Pedro Fernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in.